So currently in Glynn County, we have 48 cases, active cases of COVID-19. We have 6 people in the hospital now. Those people, their age ranges are 62 to 77 years old, so they are in the senior category. And we have 42 people in self-isolation at home, so recovering from the illness at home.
And that's out of 122 cases total, 48 are currently active. So more than half of
and actually, we're at 143 total cases now from we had some new cases over the weekend. So 95 are recovered, 48 active.
When I most recently checked the state's county website, they were showing a test positivity rate as of the 1st of July of 20.7%. That's about 4 times the state average. It must be very concerning.
Yeah, you know, so we've been working with the state on that. The reason why our positivity rate is so high is we have very little healthcare facilities over here. And so we did not receive a state testing site like many of the other larger counties did. So we've been having to really focus on testing those that are actively symptomatic or contacts to a direct case. So that is driving up our positivity rate.
So people who are asymptomatic are probably going to get a test in a different county, or people who are turn out to be negative, they're being tested somewhere else and they don't accrue to your totals.
No, so, you know, they can be tested in any county. If their physical address is the residence of Glynn County, we will get the report. However, we just have very little healthcare infrastructure, and not very many people have been going out of their way to test unless they've been in contact with a case. And that's something we've been really trying to focus on our messaging to our public, to get people to go and get tested, even if they're not feeling sick.
What kind of messages have you been putting out there to encourage that, and why do you think they've fallen short so far?
Yeah, so we've really been utilizing our social media outlets to increase information out there that people can be walking around and not know that they have the virus. And so it's really encouraged that you get tested, and especially if you have been in contact with a case or been near a case, that you do be tested, so that way we're not continuing this unknown spread of the disease. However, I think it's just, it really comes down to resources. So when you have to get in the car and drive 30, 40 minutes to go get tested, and you can't just show up at the site to get tested, you have to have an appointment in advance. It really decreases the want to go do that, especially if you're not sick at that point in time.
The 4th of July weekend just passed, and public health officials across the country are very concerned about large gatherings. Do you have the same fears in Glynn County that we'll see a larger spike in 2 or 3 weeks in terms of cases, or do you think that people are really following the advice and keeping things, I think the kids say, on the down low this past weekend?
I really don't think anybody kept anything on the down low here. You know, I noticed I drove around the county that evening, and there was many backyard barbecue style gatherings. And it was not just unique to Glynn County. I also drove through parts of Butte County, and it was just very evident that people are wanting to get together with their families and friends. And unfortunately, we're in the middle of an outbreak of COVID, and it does spread very easily and sometimes unknowingly at these family gatherings. So, you know, it's likely that we will see continued spread due to that.
When last we spoke, there were 2 food processing plants that you mentioned that had some cases and were the source of some outbreaks. Are they still in operation? Have they adopted new protocols? How are things progressing with those?
Sure. So, yes, we did have 2 work sites that were involved. The meatpacking facility is free and clear of COVID now. They've done a really good job of eradicating it. The cheese company does still have some cases there. They have been really good about decreasing their production rates, and so it eliminates the amount of staff that's on shift at a time. They've worked with the health department to increase sanitation of the facility and ensure there's social distancing at break areas that are outside now rather than indoor break and lunch areas, and added additional hygiene stations, hand washing stations, and are requiring masks inside. So it has slowed the continual spread in the facility.
Just before the 4th of July holiday, the governor ordered indoor restaurants to stop operating in Glenn County, only outdoor pickup or delivery, and ordered all bars closed and certain other facilities. How well did that go over?
You know, it's really difficult to see our small businesses ordered to close. Many of these businesses barely make it month to month, and so it is hard for us to tell them to close. The restaurants did very good. All of them did either change to takeout or pickup options. A couple have outdoor seating, so they switched to that. They were all in compliance. We did have some checks from the governor's state enforcement task force this weekend. As far as I know, none of the restaurants were out of compliance. We did have some bars that were shut down. One had not shut down after notification, and so they were, I believe they had some contact with one of the state task force and then have resulted in shutting down.
Public health officials have been telling people to wear masks and wash their hands for 20 seconds, maintain social distancing. As the caseload in Glenn County increases and it appears that there's community spread pretty much all over the place, are people complying with that more? And are there additional special precautions that people should be taking right now?
Yeah, so I think the compliance rate has actually gone up. I think as we see more cases in the county, it becomes more real to people. It's not something you're just seeing on TV. In a small community like this, you likely know someone or know somebody that's a friend of somebody or related to someone that has it. And so to have that reality set in that it is here and that you could easily get it has increased the hygiene and the mask wearing. We have noted that when we've been out in public lately that more people are wearing masks. So we're hoping that does help mitigate that spread of disease as we move through this phase.